So he was explaining the benefits of the word Allah. Then there was a philosopher in his company. He was sitting there. He was listening. He asked the question, Hazrat, this simple word Allah has got so many benefits that it changes the condition of the heart, washes the darkness of the heart, puts satisfaction in the heart, changes the feelings of the person. Then Shaykh Abul Hasan Sarkani rahmatullahi replied, Akhar tu chedani, O donkey, you do not know anything. So when this reputed person, he was called by the name donkey, so he felt ashamed. Because in front of so many people, Shaykh called him O donkey. He started sweating. Then Hazrat looked at him and said that why you are sweating? He said, you use such a word, it has changed my feeling. So Hazrat told him, okay, the word donkey has changed your feeling, the word Allah cannot change the feeling of the heart. The word Allah is so beautiful. It has such an effect on the heart. It changes the condition of the heart. That's why Hazrat Qutb Thani Rahmatullah Alayh, he wrote a beautiful point in his Tafsir Bayan al-Quran. He says that there is a verse in Quran, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً. This is connected with the story of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and the princess Bilqis. That she said that when the king, they attack a village, a town, then they change everything and they humiliate the inhabitants there and expel them away from the town. These are the apparent meanings of the words in that story. So Hazrat Qutb Thani Rahmatullah, he said that if we take the heart of a person as a town and we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is Malikul Mulk, then the meanings will go like that. Innal Muluk Iza Dakhalu Qaryatan. When the name of Allah, it enters in the town of the heart, afsaduha, it creates a revolution in that, وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَزِلَّةَ. And dunya, which is very respected inhabitant in our heart, it humiliates it and expels it away from the heart of the human being. So the name of Allah is so attractive, so effective, that it takes away the love of dunya from the heart and puts the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. It is so much effective. Then, we have experienced in our houses that if a tap of water, it gets leaked and a drop of water, it falls down and the floor is of concrete, then because consistently this drop of water is falling down, after some time we will feel that there is a hole in the concrete floor. Now our mashayikh, they have told that if a soft drop of water falls on the rock-like floor and it makes a hole, makes its path in it, then if we take the word, utter the word Allah, 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 continuously and consistently, will it not be able to create its way in our hearts? They will make its path. So that's why those people who say Allah, Allah, Allah in their heart, so this word Allah, it makes its path in their hearts. their hearts. It puts the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their heart. That's why it has been mentioned in one of the hadith that zikrullahi shifa'ul qulub, that the remembrance of Allah is the remedy of the diseases of the heart. So the more and more we utter the word Allah in our heart, then the remedies of the heart, they will be cured automatically. This word of Allah is so effective that once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was taking rest under the shade of a tree until a kafir, he approached him. His sword was just hanging with the tree, branch of the tree. Now this kafir, he went there slowly and he just took the sword in his hand and he wanted to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the meantime, Rasulullah, he got up. When he got up, this kafir, he asked, "May yasimuka minni?" Who is going to save you from me? Because he had sword in his hand. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had nothing in his hand at that time. So when he said, "May yasimuka minni?" Who is going to save you from me? Then in hadith, it has been mentioned, Rasulullah said simply, Allah. And this word Allah, he had such an impact on the heart of that kafir that he started shivering. And this sword fell down from his hand. Now Rasulullah, he took this sword in his hand and he said, "May yasimuka minni?" Who is going to save you? And he started making apology, "Please forgive me, I was mistaken. And then Rasulullah, he forgave him. Now there is one question. What word was used by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allah. So this word is so effective that this word had such an impact on that kafir that he started shivering. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Same kind of story has been mentioned from one of the mashayikh. His name was Khaja Ahmad Darbandi Rahmatullah. This was a small city in Iraq near Baghdad. When the Tatar, they attacked Baghdad and they conquered it, then they went in each and every big and small city. When they entered in the city of Darband, they found that the Muslims there, they had vacated the city, whole city. So they were very happy. "Oh, we are so great. Muslims are so much impressed by our power that before our arrival, they vacated the city." But then the prince was told, "No. There is one person, elderly one, sitting in the mosque. He is still there." He said, "Okay, just catch him and bring it in front of me." So they just caught him and then they put the chain in his hands and feet and brought him in front of that prince. Now the prince asked him, "Why you not vacated the city?" He said, "I was in the house of Allah, in the masjid. I felt I should not go anywhere else." He said, "No. Who is going to save you from me? I can punish you." So when he said that I can punish you, who is going to save you from me? Then Sayyid Ahmad Darbandi Rahmatullah Alayh, he said, "Allah." Just the word Allah. And this word Allah had such an impact that the chains were broken automatically. Now this prince, he was impressed in his heart. He said, "Okay, I give you the permission to live in the city." But then secretly, he used to come to see this sheikh in the darkness of night. And due to the company of this sheikh, this prince, he accepted Islam And after 30 years, when he became the crown prince, he became the king of the area, then he said and he explained that I am a Muslim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the kingdom again in the hands of the Muslims. Sayyid Ahmad Darbandi rahmatullah alayh, he used the same word, Allah. We have this word, we know this word, but we do not know how to use this word. If this word comes from the bottom of the heart, core of the heart, then it gives impact. That's why Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, he said that Ismi Azam is the word Allah. Now in one of the hadith it has been mentioned that from many names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is one name which is the biggest name of Allah, Ismi Azam. And if any person who makes dua with that Ismi Azam, then surely his dua is accepted. Now Mufassireen, they have given a big, beautiful detail of that. Best detail in the Tafaseer is given by Qazi Sanaullah Panipati Rahmatullah Alayh in Tafsir Mazhari. He wrote almost a full page of Tafsir on that, that what is Ismi Azam. And then at the end he decided and concluded that the word Allah, according to Imam Azam, it is the Ismi Azam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we will utter the word Allah, it means we are uttering Ismi Azam. And this Ismi Azam has got lot of power. So the word Allah is so beautiful. We should know the meanings of that. We should know the impact of that, the power of this word Allah. So we should be able to utilize it. Then, our mashayikh, what they do? They say the same word Allah and put their finger on the heart of the person, of their student. And then there is impact of this word on the heart of the student. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah, he wrote in his book that the word Allah is so beautiful that any person who uttered the word Allah with love once in his life, the person who uttered the word Allah with love, the word Allah with love, once in his life, this word is so effective that due to this utterance of the word Allah, this person will be taken out from Jahannam any time after punishment and will be admitted into the paradise. Just because he uttered the word Allah with love once in his life. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This word is so effective that if any person, he will say Allah with love from his heart. Due to only this amal, a day will come that this person will be taken out from the hell and will be admitted into the paradise. This word is so beautiful, subhanallah. And that's why there is a verse in Quran, Ala bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, that with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is the satisfaction of heart. So we utter the word Allah more and more, we get satisfaction in our heart. Our heart is filled with the love. And it is very common that if the person loves someone, he loves to utter the name of the beloved one. He enjoys uttering the name. For example, mother, she loves her son. Now she utters the name of the son again and again, and utters with love. Why? Because she loves the sun. Similarly, if we will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will enjoy uttering the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is Allah. It will give us enjoyment in our heart. This word Allah is so beautiful. There is a difference in between the love of Allah and the love of the creation. The love which is sincerely for Allah according to Sharia, and the love which is due to our bad desires with the creation, with ghair mahram. There is a big difference in between the two. Now let me tell you four differences in the love of the Creator, which is lawful, and in the unlawful love of the creation, which is against the Sharia. There are four differences. Number one, that those people who fell in love with the creation unlawfully, they want that the body of the beloved one should be with us, and the heart should be wherever he wants. They are not concerned with the heart. They need the body of the beloved one. Whereas, on the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires that, O my lover, I want your heart should be with me, and it does not matter wherever your body is. You are in the masjid, okay. You are sitting in your business, okay. If your heart is with me, fine. So this is the first difference. Then the second difference, that if we fear from the creation, we try to be away from him. For example, we are afraid from snake, we want to be away from the snake. We are afraid from lion, we want to be away from the lion. So the fear of the creation is such that if we are afraid from the creation, we want to be away from that. But the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so good that the more we will have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart, the more close we would like to be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ajeeb. And then, those people who love the creation unlawfully, if there are many lovers, then they are jealous to each other. But then a big difference. In the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there are many lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be more friendly to each other. That all of them they love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's so beautiful. And then, the person who will love the creation unlawfully, a day will come when he will be departed from his beloved one. But the person who will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a day will come when he will get the encounter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. So it means the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, that is the real objective of our life. And that love we can get by uttering the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we utter the word Allah, 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 our heart is filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, if there is a small baby, then the baby cries and says, Ammi, Mom. No, only single word Mom. Just changes the feelings of the mom. No matter, she is exhausted, she is sleeping, she is hungry, taking food, or she is busy in any work. Whenever she will listen the word mom, she will leave everything and she will attend the baby. My baby is saying, Mom. So this word mom is so effective. Similarly, this word Allah is so effective that if any human being, he says with love Allah, then the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attends that human being at the same time.
my slave has uttered my name, Allah. He wants me. He requires me. He needs my blessings. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attentive towards that person. So we should utter this word Allah with love.